Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The central and eastern interior are digging out from a snowstorm as another one approaches the region. National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Hickford says a frontal boundary parked over the area resulted in significant accumulations of snow. Hickford says Fairbanks International Airport tallied 9.1 inches through last night, just shy of a daily record for Monday, and other locations had higher totals.
Especially the higher elevations, some of the summits that were, well over a foot. Highest total I've seen so far was Denali National Park. I believe they received 19 inches all told from this storm.
Hickford says another storm is expected to bring additional snow and wind to the area today into Thursday.
Through Thursday, we're looking at another, potentially 6 to 9 inches of snow.
Hickford says weather conditions are forecast to stabilize and dry out beginning Thursday, but that March has been much snowier than normal, with 22 inches so far this month at the airport as of last night. He says normal March snowfall in Fairbanks is just 3.8 inches. Fairbanks is also above normal for seasonal snowfall, with 71 inches so far as compared to the normal 60 inches. The October 1st federal deadline to get a Real ID compliant form of identification needed for air travel has been pushed out because of the coronavirus pandemic. KOTZ reports that at a press conference yesterday, President Donald Trump said he will be extending the deadline for Americans to get a Real ID compliant.
We will be announcing the new deadline very soon.
President Trump mentioned that he didn't want to require people to go to their local DMV when he's asking Americans to maintain social distancing. Prior to the change, numerous Alaska officials had requested a deadline extension, especially considering that many villages don't have a DMV office. Some rural lawmakers have expressed concern over a lack of a Real ID plan for villages from the state's Department of Motor Vehicles. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan had sent a letter to President Trump earlier this month expressing that keeping the old deadline had the potential to unduly restrict the freedom of movement of Alaskans, unquote. In a radio address to KOTZ listeners, Senator Donnie Olson highlighted that the ability to travel by plane is vital to rural Alaskans.
Travel on the jet is so important, and getting, being able to get through TSA is ultimate importance in order to get back to the communities that we come from.
Olson said Governor Mike Dunleavy had reached out to the president as well to extend the deadline. President Trump has not given any other specifics as to when the new deadline will be announced. The Alaska Democratic Party will hold its party-run presidential primary exclusively by mail. KTOO reports that the party announced yesterday it's canceling in-person voting planned for April 4th due to concerns about the coronavirus. I'm Dan Bross.